This is the introduction MP3 for the Chakra course. This will include some introductory notes, as well as some notes on how to use this course, and some notes on the energetically programmed stones that are recommended. The first thing to say is this image or this model that you are consciousness that exists across time. That's who you are. You are soul. You are an energetic being. You are consciousness that exists across time. Most of your life, you have believed that you are tied to your body, that you are your personality, your likes, your dislikes, your aversions, your attractions. You are your goals and dreams, or what you don't want to happen. But in fact, those are just elements of personality that your mind believes is you. But you are an energetic being who exists across time. All of the records of your soul's journey from across the timeline are stored in your energetic unconscious bodies, your emotional body, your mental body, etc. And so what you deal with in any given life is representative. What pain, frustration, anger, resentment, bitterness, heartache is representative of your multi-life soul's journey. And so you are multidimensional, but you have thought you are tied to time. Your brain, most of us on Earth, have believed that we are what our brains are telling us. So all the fears that may come up for you using this course, all the doubts, all of the regrets, all the pains from interactions with other people, all the shame and guilt from or expectation, judgment, and sense of failure from your own choices, all of those things are representative of major themes that your soul is watching a bunch of yous deal with over the course of the Earth timeline. It's sitting outside time, watching you learn how to become the source of love for yourself, meaning watching you learn how to experience not feeling loved in the way that you need it, that you need. So as you work through this course, understand that deeper things will come up. The vibration of the course is intended to push some buttons. So I kind of wanted to weave in this introductory bit, how to use the course. My idea is that you listen whenever you want to these MP3s. You might listen to all of them when you get the course in pretty short order. You know, within a few days, a few weeks, you might listen to them. You might get a sense of that landscape and get a sense of the issues that they bring up. And you might even take some notes or ask yourself some questions or something like that. But the idea is to notice what's uncomfortable, what brings up a twinge, what part of you doubts, what part of you would love to be true, but is clear that it isn't true. Note those things. Look at those things, write them down, and look for the part of you that doesn't believe these things. Listen. This is a key. Listen to those parts of you. Now, what will happen in that moment is, and for that week or that month, is what's happened your whole life. You will feel taken over by that doubt, fear, pain, regret, shame, guilt, whatever. Bitterness, depressiveness, you will hopelessness, despair, you will feel taken over. And the how to use this MP3 course idea is mostly about listening to the parts of you who are speaking. They speak through feeling, and you have always identified as them. When that sorrow comes up, you believe it's you. But in fact, it is a part of you. Again, you are an energetic being, consciousness that exists across time. You are multidimensional. That feeling is a part of you speaking to you. So grounding practice, using the 13-minute grounding MP3 that I offer willy-nilly to everybody, you know, who'll take it. That, and also sometimes using these charged crystals I'll talk about, these energetically programmed stones. The grounding practice is key to establishing the ability and awareness to recognize when part of you comes up that is not you. Because you are divinity. You are an energetic being. You are not that sorrow, that pain, that sadness, that anger, that sense of being let down, that sense of abandonment, that looking for your tribe, that sorrow, that heartache. That's not who you are. But it's up to you to make the decision that that's not who you are. So to reframe what's happening with these painful scenarios in the past, to see them in a different light, as I and Jehudi invite you to do all these MP3s, to see that differently rests upon being willing to detach your identity from some of these emotions. You are not what's happened to you, is a teaching that comes through from Ascended Master Jehudi all the time. You are not what's happened to you. You are not what you've chosen. You are not the sum of your experiences, good or bad. Like, you are not lovable because everyone's loved you. You are not hateable because nobody's loved you. So to detach from that is critical in using these MP3s. So you develop essentially impersonal, detached, compassionate approach to your feelings. Again, recognizing that parts of you feel things, they carry those energies. Those energies come up, you are filled with that particular emotion, and you think it's you, and then you're stuck in a pit or down in the well, looking up at the little circle of sky, wishing you could get out. That's not who you are, and that's fundamental to using these MP3s. So when the part comes up, you decide to be compassionate with that part of you. Meaning, whatever you feel, you decide to be compassionate with that part of you. You accept what it is that you feel, and you recognize it as a valid explanation or reasoning out or justification, but this part of you is telling a story. And your job is to listen with compassion. And this will be the hardest thing for some working through this course, to listen to your feelings, to acknowledge that you feel this and have absolutely no judgment even as you're in the middle of it, even as you feel swept away. It'll be the hardest thing for many people because we are trained to judge our emotions, to feel guilty about feeling shameful, to feel shameful about having self-doubt, to feel guilt about having needs, to feel fear about, saying yes and no to people. But to build this lower three chakra foundation, this pyramid that Jehudi and I talk about all the time, to build that requires this. You have to be willing to feel without judgment. And you have to be willing to have those parts speak their entire story. Which is why journaling, whether by hand or on computer, whatever works best for you, or even audio journaling for some people, I actually think that most people benefit from writing it out longhand, writing it out, because that part of you feels physically engaged. And it's not just this, the part of you has the right to express. And I think that more than speaking and more than typing into a computer or a tablet or whatever, I think that's very effective, but I'm going to leave you to explore what works best for you. But you must give voice to those parts of you while knowing they're not who you really are. And so as you listen to these MP3s, the following three MP3s in this lower chakra series, note what doesn't feel true or what you'd like to be true, etc. Note what makes you sad, what makes you happy. Note what confuses you. Make a note. Write down, I don't understand this. Why? And the part of you that doesn't get it will speak if you give it space. And if you refuse to judge what you're feeling and what you've experienced and how it has shaped you, then you have a chance to hear what this part says. And this involves creating some time without distraction. It involves sitting with your feelings, letting them be what they are and giving voice. Why do I not believe that? What is that? And you say the thing, even though it's mortifying, mortifyingly embarrassing, that it makes you feel small and weak, and part of you wants to be ashamed, and you go into it, you go with it. This is the key to emotional healing. This is it. And as someone who spent 13 years on this process, as of this recording in 2016, I can tell you that is the key, being with your feelings. Because all those bubbles under the surface that you keep from rising up and taking over, they need to pop. I often talk about them as waves of emotion that need to come up and break. But if you deny them that opportunity because you're afraid of what you feel, or you judge who would feel this, or what kind of person would say this thing, then you don't give yourself the opportunity to move through it, and those bubbles or those waves trying to pop and break govern everything. And this MP3 course, in part, is intended to help you take charge of your life and how it goes, especially this first course. The second course goes into chakras 4 through 7, but this first course is the foundation, and I want you to understand you need to work with it over and over and over again until there's no charge, until there's no doubt, until you can accept the truth that everything that's happened to you has happened for a reason, etc. All the truths that Yehudi and I share with you during this MP3 set. That's how you know, by the way, when something is processed, when the story is there but there's no charge. Because you've had compassion, you brought compassion to these parts of you so much and so often that you have softened when you think of, like, in the face of that memory or that feeling. And so one of the other keys here, as I'm asking you to listen to these parts of you, they will never go away, and they shouldn't. They can't go away. And all of us have spent energy suppressing these parts of us because we don't want to feel judgment. We don't want to hate what we're feeling. We don't want to dislike ourselves because of a choice made in the past or an opportunity missed. So we will do what we can to not acknowledge them. But again, then they're under the surface. That bubble is trying to pop. That wave is trying to break. And our lives are defined by and governed by those situations, those parts of us. So they can never go away, and they should never. They will never. So you have compassion. That's the key to this whole course. That's a key to you living a life intentionally from a grounded place. Compassionate acceptance is central to everything. Spiritual evolution is not in hoping for the best or denying what's unhappy. That's a bias that comes through some spiritual circles. That's not it. You will never be in charge of your life in a loving way if you deny the parts of you who are unhappy or disappointed or depressive or anxious or jealous or angry. All of those feelings are natural and human. All of them are part of what we as souls come here to experience. And if we shame and judge them and we try to partition ourselves off or hide those parts in closets and attics and basements, if we try to do that, we are not whole. We cannot be truly loving. We cannot thereby inhabit the wisdom of soul if we don't accept all parts of us. And that's a part of what this MP3 course is about. Regarding the recommended programmed stones, Tiger Iron is central to the grounding process, and the way I've programmed energetically infuse these stones with energy, they will bring energy to your lower three chakras. So that is highly recommended for working with this course. Hematite, which is iron, for the first or root chakra. Red jasper for the second chakra, though often in tiger iron it looks brownish, but it's red jasper. And gold tiger eye for the third chakra. Those three in this synergistic, they've been pressed together for millions of years. There's a special process here. The way they're energetically programmed will bring up whatever's out of whack. So as you listen to these MP3s, and you're aware of, well, yeah, that family thing. You know, I think I've thought I've forgiven it, but you know, yeah, maybe this MP3 makes me think maybe I could look at it in a different way. Or that relationship thing, second chakra, or the, you know, self-esteem, what battery is in charge of your life, you know, third chakra thing, as you'll explore, you'll hear the full explanations in these MP3s. Whatever's out of whack there, when you listen to the MP3s, you might be aware of it, but part of you might not want to look at it, or might want to say, yeah, it's an issue. But the program Tiger Iron will send energy to what's wrong and will reveal it, will nudge that bubble to the surface so you can see it and see how to pop it. So there's some confidence but there's that comes with using the Tiger Iron, but there's also pulling energy down into those lower three chakras so what is out of balance can be resolved. So program Tiger Iron is highly recommended for use with this course. Another one for lower chakras is red jasper, specifically for second chakra issues. And I offer this in addition to Tiger Iron because if you have severe fear, abuse, relationship issues, if you have issues with sexuality, any kind of sexual abuse, any kind of unwanted sex of either, you know, of giving or receiving, abuse, rape, molestation, if you have a lot of anger toward specific other people, if you're not sure how to say yes and no to people, if you defend yourself against other people, if you're afraid to receive and thereby can't give because of what's happened to you in the past, also adding in red jasper can be very helpful in healing. So Tiger Iron, highly recommended. Red jasper, a little less so, but you'll know if some of those second chakra issues are really loud for you. To clean up boundaries is a huge part of that second chakra. So because in the second, as you'll hear, we need to listen to others, but we need to make sure we don't take personally everything everyone else says. So second chakra is a red jasper. And then the other one that is recommended, about on par with the onyx. So Tiger Iron, I want everybody to have it essentially. I'm just not requiring it. Red jasper, a lot of people will want it. And onyx would be the third optional stone. And onyx is for, if you're into the astrology side of things, for all Plutonian issues, the deepest fear, the deepest pain. What this programmed onyx for me will do is unearth the pain, the trauma, the deepest anxiety and depression, will unearth it while simultaneously giving you a boost of confidence to address it. So you must, in general, decide that you are stronger than fear and pain that may come up. That's a good thing for use in this course, especially with if you are to use onyx, because it will put attention, it will send energy into the deepest fear. So certain kinds of trauma that have left you feeling powerless. Now, if trauma has left you angry and powerless, you know, maybe red jasper. But really kind of depressive powerlessness, onyx is the deeper one. And any of these stones can influence dreams and can bring people back into your life where you need resolution, even if they don't come into your life physically, but you think of them or realize you need to do that. And with onyx, it would be frightening scenarios, things that you need to overcome by not, you know, conquering fear and pain, but by changing powerfully the relationships that you have with parts of you that carry that. Okay, thank you for your time and energy. I hope that this introductory MP3 has been helpful, and I hope that this MP3 course serves you in beautiful ways as you learn more about how to put yourself in the driver's seat of your life and accept what's happening and become empowered and bring the wisdom of soul into your life so you're more happy, more fulfilled, so you can make better choices and live the life that matters most to you. Thank you. Take care of yourself.